There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
Give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Podcast, the podcast that feels like it's been going on for an eternity. Prince Adam would be proud. And joining me, as always, is the lovely and apparently very busy Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Hi, how are y'all? John, that was only 3 seconds for holding that first note, so you're going to have to do better. It's only 3 seconds now.
I'm drinking out of my Dragon Con coffee mug.
Yay, good for you.
My voice kind of went down, so go ahead.
No, I totally understand that part. So today is our second time recording, but on 7/9 we had some announcements, and one of the big ones for people to know is that Joel Hodgson, who created Mystery Science Theater 3000, has been added. There are a lot of other people. They're a cartoonist and a writer, Catherine Kurtz, and this guy you and I kind of know called Widget Walls. They got invited, he's on there as a guest and all that. Yeah, I kind of heard about him, but we've got some people that are doing that, and yay. So those are new guests.
New guests.
But guests that's really are always, all I've heard so far.
Yeah, guests are always rolling in. I mean, there's a pretty constant, substantial list already going on this year. You know, of course, probably the biggest guest in our, in the general fandom, if you will, is Peter Capaldi. He's still coming, right? That hasn't been.
And Pearl Mackey too.
Yeah, there you go. So, the grouchy old man is going to be here.
The grouchy old man.
And I'm not talking
above
about me.
Above and beyond just John.
Yeah.
Above and beyond just John. That's what I wanted to make sure we said.
We
were both saying
it. What do you call it? Doctor Who, you know, he has the ability. I'm trying to get to our guest. Doctor Who has the ability to travel through time. Like, he can travel through all of eternity. Is that
all of
close?
Eternity? And then, you know what? Can always go back and find something new to do at the beginning.
Ah,
just
yes.
Just like the person we're going to talk to.
Oh, who's that? Who's that, Lee?
Well, we are going to talk to Zan. We're going to talk to Zan, who we have talked to before.
That was horrible. Go on.
We'll get better at that segue thing, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But Zan, hi. Great to see you. Zan is an Eternal member, and she also is someone who every year kind of mentors a couple of people if they want to talk to her about new stuff. And she's also been volunteering the past couple of years. So, hi, Zan.
Hi.
Welcome to Dragon Con.
Yeah, hi. This is Eternal Zan. I am so happy to be back. When 50 days starts, like, that's when I know stuff just got real.
Yeah, tradition dictates that we have to have you on towards the beginning of 50 days, as I believe that's how, you know, this podcast gets blessed, is that, you know,
have you on.
I mean, we got to keep some things, you know, sort of keep going. They always keep going, and you are one of them. You are eternal on 50 days of Dragon Con.
Eternal. Yes. So, Zan, for those people who don't know what an eternal member is, can you give a quickie, you know, give your elevator speech on being an eternal?
Sure. Well, an eternal membership is a lifetime pass to Dragon Con, and most conventions don't even offer this as an option, so it's just an amazing thing. And what the Eternal membership comes with is you get a special Eternals only Thursday night party, which may have some celebrity guests. It's not ever guaranteed, and they don't tell you who they are ahead of time, so it's always a wonderful surprise when you go and see who's at the party. It's not a VIP membership. That's kind of a common misunderstanding. There's no line cutting or reserved seating. Dragon Con doesn't have a VIP ticket option like some other conventions. So, but it's not too late. If you're thinking about buying one, then you can ask about the prorated option before you buy it online from the Dragon Con store. Just ask them a message before you buy it, and they can take off whatever you've paid for this year's badge.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool. I did not know that you could do that. And how long have you been an Eternal for?
Well, I started coming to Dragon Con in 2003, which is the first year I even heard about it because I'm not local to Atlanta. And then I became an Eternal in 2005. So I'm actually one of the rare Eternals that has paid off the cost of their Eternal membership, because it is a little bit more expensive than the regular membership. And it's also different than the regular membership in that with the regular membership, they publish when the cost increases are going to happen ahead of time. And they don't do that for the Eternal membership. So it's completely random whenever the price goes up for that. It doesn't even increase every year. Sometimes it's like 2, 3, 4 years in between price increases.
Do you happen to know how many Eternals there are, or a ballpark of how many Eternals there are?
No, I actually don't. I have asked about that, but it's like Fight Club. Apparently the people that I've asked at Dragon Con, they're like, we don't publish that information. It's super secret. So I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's more than 10 though, right? And less than 20,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Less than 20,000. I'll give you that one just because I haven't seen that many of their rainbow badges.
Well,
I will say the one thing.
It's not a rainbow. It's not a rainbow anymore. A few years ago, when they stopped doing the ribbons, it turned into a peach ribbon, and now it's a peach stripe with white text.
There you go. Well, peach. Yeah, right.
And
I wish
they
it
could
were
change
still
it again.
This, I like the rainbow.
Yeah, rainbow was really pretty invisible. But Dragon Con, they could change it again. You know.
Well, I know people that. I know one couple who I will not name. If they want to out themselves, they can, but. I know one couple that as soon as their child was born, bought the child an Eternal membership. That was like the birth present to the child. So
really?
The child's been coming since birth. And I think that's kind of darned adorable. So it's neat. It's neat to do it. And it, as you say, you've already paid yours off. If you know you're going to come forever, it's a great idea. It's not cheap, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. We are in four figures for this, but.
Yeah.
If you know you're going to come forever, hey, and you don't want to volunteer to come forever, hey, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, and the Eternal badge does include Thursday now.
Yes, it does. Just like membership.
Well, because
and yes,
that's
yes,
when Dragon Con starts.
Yes.
Now, by the way, I do also have to say a word of thanks to Zan, because. She's also the one that always reminds us when it's coming up. So I get the email 15 days out from 50 days, saying, "Hey guys, you know it's coming up." Oh, what? You're kidding? No, it's not.
Really? No.
So and then one day before, Regina sends an email going, "Hey, it's one day before. You ready?" Like, no.
You ready? Well, sure, totally right. We're ready. We're here.
Yeah, Zan's already told us, but you know we ignored that warning.
because that was too early, John. God forbid. That was too early.
I sent a message back to Regina. No, I work with a director. We wait till the last minute.
Oh, don't you. You threw me under the bus. You rat. I'd use another term for trying to be family-friendly. Okay, so Sam, I want to ask you, I know you have a list we're going to get to, and I want to ask just one more question. So you became an Eternal member pretty quick, 2 years.
Right. What? As soon as I heard about it, because it wasn't even on the website back then. I just heard about it by talking to someone in line.
So as soon as you did this, I mean, what was it that time when you said, oh, what is this? And did it? What was it about Dragon Con? I mean, you'd only gone 2 times, not even 2.5 at that point.
Well, Dragon Con.
What was it about Dragon Con just to do it?
Well, Dragon Con wasn't my first convention, not by a long shot. I'd been to many other conventions before that, and I still go to other conventions throughout the year. So, for example, for the first time this year, I'm going to San Diego Comic-Con because I was finally able to get a ticket. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm going to be wearing my Marriott carpet outfit. I already have my outfits planned for San Diego because, you know, got to represent. So I'm going to troll San Diego with Dragon Con carpet because I know there's people that go to Dragon Con and San Diego every year. Really, it was just
You should carry around an Atlanta or bust sign too.
I totally did. That is a great idea. Yeah, it was just, you asked what was special about it, and it was just, by the second day of my first year, I knew I was a lifer. I mean, I just felt it, the energy, the excitement that Dragon Con's all fan run, it's not corporate. And I think a lot of people, when they haven't ever been to any convention before, kind of think like they're all the same, and they're not. There's definite differences between different events, and I appreciate different events for what they are. I know that when I go to something that's not Dragon Con, it's not going to be Dragon Con. Dragon Con's just special.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
So, yeah, and I did want to mention real quick, there's, if anybody has more questions about the Eternal membership, I made a fan website. It's not official, so it's not associated with Dragon Con, but it's DragonConEternalMembers.com, and we have a Facebook group, Dragon Con Eternal Members, and we have meetup. So this year we're doing our Welcome Back Wednesday dinner again. We're marching in the parade again. This year we're having a shawarma lunch together on Tuesday after the convention, working on my new outfit for the Eternals party on Thursday night. And I found this perfect dress. It's purple and peach, and purple's like the color of Dragon Con, and peach is the color of the Eternal stripe, like we just talked about. So I kind of had like a Carol Burnett.
And Georgia. You know, hey, got to represent them peaches.
Yep. So I had like a Carol Burnett moment, like in her famous comedy sketch about Gone with the Wind. And when I saw that purple and peach dress in the window, I just had to have it. So I'm going to modify it and dress it up for the party.
There we go.
That's really cool. So the Eternals actually do have a parade group, right? And you guys march every year?
Yep. Yeah, we do now. And there's also the Cult of Marriott Carpet Parade Group, and this will be our third year for that. And, of course, there's a Facebook group for that, the Marriott Carpet Lovers. So you can just search on Facebook for Marriott Carpet in Facebook, and you'll get directed to that group. And they have stuff too. So we're going to be next to the Marriott Carpet people, and the Marriott Carpet, this is going to be the third year. We have the third annual return of Trashy and the Marriott Carpet photo op, which is going to be on Wednesday night. And that'll be on Wednesday night from probably about 11 to midnight in the marquee level of the Marriott. And that's, you know, across from where the information booth has been set up in the past. And I'll be bringing a replica of the old carpet for people to stand on. And, of course, Trashy the trash can. And these are longtime Dragon Con traditions. So if you have any Marriott carpet outfits or actual pieces of the old carpet, you can bring them back. And that's your moment to shine, because Wednesday's the new Thursday.
I don't know if
I have to say.
Oh, go ahead, Lee.
Sorry. I have to say one thing. I have never seen a carpet that ugly in a hotel have so many people love it. I'm not joking. It's so ugly. And if I were at home, John, I know what you're about to do, but I would actually pull out the pickle we got to. See, John has, who did that for you?
Okay, so what I'm showing, you guys can't see the video, but what I'm showing to Zan and to Lee is the framed piece of the Marriott, official framed piece of the Marriott carpet.
Wow,
it actually,
that is amazing.
Actually, if you can see me on any of the video podcasts I do. It usually sits behind me, right, with Thanos sitting right in front of it. Shag, who used to go to Dragon Con with us, I used to have a whole group of five of us that used to go. It sort of dropped off, but as he was announcing his last Dragon Con visit, he sent all of the guys a framed piece of the Marriott carpet as a memory of our time there together. So yeah, so I do have an official copy.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, so. Aww, that's awesome. I love that it's framed. I think that's my favorite part of that.
He also sent a picture of one of the cosplayers that you know, the Armyman cosplayers. He attached a picture of that too as well. I've since taken that off and put it on.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Cult of the Marriott Carpet is interesting. It's a interesting piece of Dragon
never
Con.
Never has the carpet been so ugly and so loved. Yeah. Seriously.
So fan panels. What fan panels are you going to be on this year? You said in your notes that you're going to be on some this year. What are you doing this year?
Well, nothing that's confirmed yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, this early in the, I'm on this podcast so early in the year, yeah. I don't, honestly, I don't want to jinx anything. I did have a great time at the Handmaid's Tale fan panel last year, mm-hmm. and I participated in their photo shoot and got a red dress from the show and the white bonnet, and that was amazing, and I'm hoping to be accepted back on that this year. Last year, I was also on a fan panel for women in technology because I'm a technology professional in my day job. So that was amazing. And then I was on fan panels for some other shows. So yeah, it's just hope. Now, they don't always list every panelist name in the app.
Right.
So you may or may not be able to search for my name and see what panels I'm on, but it's always super exciting, and it's kind of waiting for your schedule as a panelist is very similar to making out your schedule as a fan, because things can change right up until the last minute.
Yeah, it's everything at Dragon Con is. I don't think we've actually really said it that much so far in the first three episodes, but everything is tentative until it happens, just to reiterate. Until after it happens, really. Until, really, the Monday after Dragon Con. Well, probably the Tuesday after Dragon Con.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it really happened.
I always say, butt in the seat and panel going on. That's pretty much the only time we probably won't move you. But I also like, you know, as you talk about the fan panels, one of the things, John, and, you know, and it comes up every year, is when you're putting your panels, as we said, those old people get off our lawn, you youngsters, used to have to print these out and use different colored highlighters. Like, okay, that was the important one and all of that. You now can do that on the app. So when the app comes out and it has the schedule, which will be approximately two weeks before con, you can actually put more than one panel on a time. And I'm pretty sure at least last year, you can color code them so that you know, oh, okay, wait, this one was full. This one's full. Oh, I'll go to this fan panel because I found it and it looks fun.
So you aren't done with your schedule yet? Are you going to post
it? I'm done with my schedule.
Oh, so you're posting it then?
Nope.
Is the app updated yet?
Nope. Drink. Drink now.
One of the other things that, Zan, that we always like to talk to you about, because you have copious amounts of notes and you've been doing this for some time, is your hotel advice. And, you know, sharing rooms and things to consider that maybe, especially new folks, even folks that have been maybe coming only for a few years, don't necessarily know. So can you share some of that information with us?
Sure. Do you mind if I save that to a little bit towards the end? Because I did have one other thing I was hoping to talk about first and some breaking news.
Oh,
but yes,
okay.
Go, 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 yes.
Do we have breaking news? Do we have breaking news thing?
I do. So, yeah. So before I get to the breaking news, because I know you had Kevin on yesterday and he was fantastic, so I'm not going to duplicate anything he talked about, but I've been mentoring first timers to Dragon Con for many years now. And this is an unofficial thing I do. It was actually, I think, the first time I was ever on your podcast. So
yeah,
just to get the disclaimer out of the way, it's my Dragon Con mentor thing. It's not on the schedule. It's not connected with Dragon Con anyway. It's just a fan thing I do. So this is if you're looking for someone to be your phone-a-friend during the convention, because you'll find that during Dragon Con, many of the online resources go silent during the convention because everyone's at the convention. So this is just something I do for people if you want to have someone guide you through the entire weekend, or you want a direct one-on-one connection to someone that can help you no matter where you are. And Dragon Con is huge. And you don't have to be a first timer. It's common for people to feel a bit overwhelmed for their first few times. So I'm like a planner. I'm like the Yvette Nicole Brown of Dragon Con. Like you mentioned, I love to have tons of notes, and I like to have alternate plans for everything, like Lee said about the app. And I like to try to do as much as I can. So if one thing fills up or I'm tired of walking, I can just move on to plan B. And everything I'm going to mention during this podcast is going to be on my fan website, DragonConEternalMembers.com, including a contact form you can use to reach me. So I just wanted to encourage people to binge past episodes of the 50 Days podcast from past years, because a lot of the basics stay the same. I do this every year. I cherry pick a few episodes that cover topics I like, and then I feel ahead of the game. And I've talked extensively on past episodes about being a Dragon Con mentor, so I didn't just want to say the same stuff every year. So there are links to past episodes on on my past episodes on Dragon Con Eternal Members, as well as, of course, a link to theunique.com where you can find everybody's episodes. So my breaking news is that I was able to get a sneak preview of something from the Dragon Con store that will be in the progress report. So this is what it's going to say in the progress report. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Breaking news. Brand new this year is our redesigned, I'm quoting now, redesigned baby dragon plushie. The 2018 edition is our first year with the new look and size. I knew you'd be excited about this, Lee. So if you were a fan of the originals, you will get a kick out of this larger cousin sporting wings, horns, and spikes. He is too cute to pass up. And the Dragon Con store will have a new 2018 holiday ornament available at the show. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to be metal. Yeah. And heavier than the 2017 awesome. Ornament. And I make my ornaments into necklaces so I can enjoy them all year. So for those that are new to Dragon Con, the progress report I just referred to is a booklet that usually starts to be mailed out sometime in July. And I do know one person that's already gotten one. And, you know, that's the mantra of this podcast is, you know, don't hold me to that. Things could change. So if mm-hmm. you don't, if you haven't gotten your progress report yet, don't panic. I'm sure they're, you know, going to go out soon. It varies. They've got a lot to mail out. So it can take some time for yours to arrive in the mail. I never get mine first because I live a little bit farther away from Atlanta. And while I'm on the topic of the Dragon Con store, they do have a couple of openings for volunteers. So if you're interested, email Megan Miller, head of the Dragon Con store, at dcstore@dragoncon.org. Now, the Dragon Con store setup usually starts on Wednesday, so they can get the store and the Sheraton ready by first thing on Thursday when people start to pick up their badges, and they need people till teardown on Monday. And the Dragon Con store does have additional locations in the Marriott and the America's Mart, so I think that's going to be the same this year. But if you want to buy merchandise ahead of time, you can go to dragoncon.org and click the link that says store. And if you want to order something, do it in the next few weeks because the store shuts down before the convention so they can move the merchandise to Dragon Con. And the current information on their website is that the online store will be closed from Thursday, August 16th to Monday, September 17th. But like everything at Dragon Con, those dates are subject to change. So, you know, don't wait too long on that's...
I'm going to go see if I can see that nude plushie right now because I like plushies.
Yeah, the plushie image as of this recording is not up on the store. And I don't know if it's going to be up on the store or if they're just going to debut it at the convention, but they are super popular. So, mm-hmm. you know, stop by after you get your badge to get one. Oh, yeah, I've got a whole collection too. And they're all wearing Marriott carpet outfits that I made for them. So they're like hardcore.
Oh, my God.
Dragon.
Yeah, and the store is where you can. I'm assuming this is true again this year. Is where you can pick up the video membership, little card thing to
streaming membership for DragonCon. Yeah. Yes, in the past they've had that. I don't think it's available now.
Right. Yeah, I think that if you do it now, well, I mean, it may not be available now. They'll just send you a link via. So even if you're not going to DragonCon, you can still watch it. You can buy a video. Well, wait a minute. Last year you had to have a membership, right? I can't remember if that was true.
Had to have a membership. Yes.
It was in the membership section. I'm looking at the membership section of the Dragon Con store right now, and I don't see it up yet, but mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll add it later.
I know that when we talked to them last year, there was talk that, you know, and again, it all comes down to contracts, that they were going to try and get it to a point where even if you are not buying a full membership that you could with a discounted price from what a full membership would be, I guess you can just get the video piece, but it would be more expensive than if you bought both of them together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And even if you're going to Dragon Con, I always get the streaming membership there because they add more stuff after the convention's over.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, that, like I mentioned in our first episode, we got to see some folks that we didn't actually get to go to their panels, but we got to watch them when we got home from Dragon Con. So that was really, really cool. I thought it was a really, really nice offering that they're starting to put together. And again, it was I mean, I'm sure that they're planning it for a while, but it's a little bit of a surprise. So the we didn't get to get everything that you'd like to see, all mm-hmm. the big guests, but that's, you know, that's, again, comes down to contracts and things like that. So,
well, that's true. And I think the other thing was that what it really, I thought was great though, is that those panels that maybe you didn't get to go in and that were still on there, and most of them were, I want to say what, a good 90, 95% were on there. But, those that you didn't get to see, because there's always going to be two competing big panels, very likely, that you want to go see, and you know, you didn't get to. So you got to see that. And also, if you had a panel that you loved, you got to see it again and again and again, which to me sometimes is funny as anything. So I think great thing. I like it. And for those of us who don't really get to see fan panels unless we're helping the Q&A line, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's actually an unofficial fan group now for volunteers, you know, past, present, and future mm-hmm. volunteers. It's, again, it's an unofficial fan thing, but there's a Facebook group called Dragon Con Volunteers, not to be confused with, there's a page called Dragon Con Volunteers, and that's an official page. Mm-hmm. But you can tell the Dragon Con Volunteers group is unofficial because it's clearly labeled. And so it's fantastic for, it's just another resource for fans helping fans. Cause like I mentioned, you know, Eternal members, Eternals are volunteers too. And this is a little like me. And there's a little known trick about how to volunteer if you're an Eternal. Regular members get a free badge for working a certain number of hours, but that doesn't apply to Eternal memberships because you already have a lifetime pass. So since Eternals aren't eligible for badge reimbursement, they might be able to request a smaller number of hours. It just depends on what the needs of the convention are. So if you are an Eternal and you want to volunteer, just contact the area you want to work in, let them know you're an Eternal member and see what their needs are.
Yeah. And I will also say, if you have, sorry, you have a fan that, you know, you have a fandom you like or a track you like, you know, let them know you can maybe be an on-call person too, because sometimes somebody gets sick, especially, you know, we all start getting really run down. Usually some people on Sunday and Monday, many people that come to Dragon Con might have a chronic disease or a, you know, a suppressed immune system. So maybe they get a little run down and can't do it. If you're willing to like take, you know, an hour or two on a day, if somebody calls out, you might just want to let, you know, your favorite track director know that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And you know, it's interesting because we talked the word official, unofficial has been bantered around here, or fan run. That's a lot of what Dragon Con is. When you talk about, you know, San Diego Comic Con, and I'm sure you're gonna have a great time, and it's a cool convention. I've not been out there, but you know, everything I see, it's really cool. But that's the difference. That's what makes Dragon Con special, is that it is really fan run. Yes, there are people that are sort of they are in charge, but the reality is that it's sort of, it's self sustaining, and Dragon Con is what you make of it, what you as a fan, what you as a person make of it. I mean, this podcast has been going forever at this point, it feels like, that it's unofficial as well, but it's just because, you know, we love Dragon Con, and so we do it every year.
Yeah.
And you know, It's just Dragon Con is just a lot of passion, all condensed into 5 days.
Yep. I definitely agree with that. So I think you've already asked me about a bunch of the stuff that was honestly already in my notes. We talked mm-hmm. about me being a Dragon Con mentor, and we talked about the cool new stuff at the Dragon Con store, and Wednesday being the new Thursday, and that there's going to be some fan meetups there. We talked about the parade. We talked about the Eternal membership, so I'm happy to move on to the hotel stuff mm-hmm. I have, unless there's something else
do.
On one of those other topics. Okay, so let me just...
And now you're going to be so excited about the dragon. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about that. I'm happy about it, too, because I also have all the dragons, and they're adorable. I love them. So, like you mentioned, John, one of the things I help out with is the Dragon Con Rooms Facebook group, which again is another unofficial fan group.
Yes.
The first thing I wanted to mention is the hotels have been cracking down on scalpers for a while. So people need to be aware of that. People reselling rooms for a profit is probably why the hotel started requiring a 3 or 4 night stay to qualify for the discounted Dragon Con rate.
By the way, to those of you that do that, boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
There's no reason.
You're bringing in some bad karma. You're bringing in some bad karma in your life, people. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, there's no reason for people to get scammed because all the information you need about what you should be paying for a hotel room is publicly available. So it's on the DragonCon.org website. They've got a huge list of hotels, both host hotels, and host hotels are where the events are actually held, and overflow hotels, which are going to be a little bit further away and quieter. And then there's the entire city of Atlanta. There's lots of hotels that don't have any connection to DragonCon, so they're not going to have the DragonCon rate, but they're perfectly fine places to stay. So the DragonCon host hotel, the DragonCon host hotel reservations sell out nearly a year in advance. And then some rooms will open up throughout the year. But because they open and sell out nearly a year in advance, my tip for budgeting is that now is the time to ask your roommates for money for the non-refundable deposit that as a reservation holder, you're going to have to pay to book a host hotel room. Or a lot of other hotel rooms, but especially the hosts, because they're the most in demand, to book a hotel room for 2019. Mm-hmm. And deposits keep getting more expensive every year, and rules can and do change every year. The amount you're going to pay for the deposit is going to vary from one night stay or two nights stay to the entire stay. So that's like $300 to $600 to over $1,000 when you include taxes, fees, parking, all of that. So if you're looking for help getting a hotel room or finding a roommate, the best resource, like I mentioned, is the DragonCon Rooms Facebook group, and that's an unofficial fan group. And you can just search for DragonCon Rooms group in Facebook, and it'll pop up. There's tons of info in there and an FAQ in the pinned post. Pinned posts are a common Facebook group thing, and they're always the first post at the top of the group. No bribing or scalping is permitted in this group. Most importantly, if you can't go to DragonCon and you can't use your hotel room anymore and you want to get your non-refundable deposit back, please go to the pinned post in the DragonCon Rooms Facebook group and scroll to the bottom, because that's where you're going to find a list of people who've been waiting all year for a room, and they will happily pay you back the non-refundable deposit that you can't get the deposit back from the hotel room, but a fellow fan will happily pay you out and take the room off your hands. And, you know, if you're not sure at this point in the year if your roommates are coming, then definitely ask them to confirm so that as a reservation holder, you have time to replace any roommates if needed, because DragonCon rooms are expensive. So this is a tip for returning attendees who haven't been to DragonCon in a few years. Arrive the night before your first day if you can, because traffic is murder and flights can get delayed, and especially if you go through a time change. So especially since Wednesday is the new Thursday now, you want to talk to your roommates about the nighttime rules for your hotel room, because that may be the only time you see your roommates. You're all going to be sleeping in the room together. So you want to make sure that if you need silence to sleep, somebody isn't going to leave the TV on all night. And if you are not sure about your hotel room, like what amenities it's going to have, if you want to know what your hotel room includes, then go directly to your hotel's website and look up the room types. There'll be photos and a list of optional amenities that you can get. Now, of course, sometimes websites are a little bit out of date, so you might need to call the hotel directly using the local Atlanta 404 area code and talk to somebody who actually works in the hotel, because yes, you can ask your fellow fans for advice, but someone who hasn't stayed there since last year might have out of date information, and sometimes hotels undergo renovations and things change. So especially if you have specific health needs, or as a costumer, there's some very specific questions you want to ask about the size of the room and what you're going to be able to fit in the room. An employee is going to have the most current information. Did you have any questions about hotel rooms or things I didn't cover or cover thoroughly enough?
No, that's all great tips. Go ahead, Lee.
No, those are all great tips. The only thing I would add, and you kind of said it, is look, if you're not somebody who thinks they're going to be looking for the drum circle at 3 a.m. and you are willing to either MARTA or Uber, or even if you have your own car, drive downtown. Although I would go against that one just because of how expensive parking is around the host hotels. But if you're willing to do that, I think look at some of those hotels that are the overflows or other hotels in Atlanta. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I must be in a host hotel. you know, for some people, that's not as big a deal, because the issue there is we're not going to be wandering at 2 a.m. or, you know, I like to get my sleep somewhere that it's very quiet, you know, and then that's important. So think about it that way, too. This isn't always a negative that you're not staying right down in the middle of all the action. And the overflow hotels are great. There are a lot of overflow hotels that still have rooms that are within either a short Uber, a two-trip MARTA ride on a direct line, or just, you know, a couple of blocks. So look for all of them.
Yeah.
In the past, the host hotels used to be the only ones that got the DragonCon streaming membership, or sorry, that got DCTV. Right. So that's DragonCon TV on the TV in the host hotels. But then they added the streaming membership. And there have been some years you could get DragonCon TV at a couple of other overflows. I want to say the Ritz and the Omni, but I'm not 100% if I'm remembering that right. So with the streaming,
they've changed it on different years. So they are trying to expand that a little bit. But yeah.
So, yeah, but it used to be that the only way to get DCTV, which shows the panels that you can't get into because they're full, like the really popular panels, and they always show the parade and the masquerade. And DCTV is a huge part of a lot of people's personal traditions at DragonCon, and me too. So the fact that they're trying to expand the streaming, and we'll see how that works out this year, that makes choosing an overflow, I think, a little bit easier of a choice for some people, because they're not going to miss out on DCTV anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and for the past 5-6 years, maybe longer, I've not stayed at a host hotel, and I'm perfectly fine. I think last year with my family, we stayed the furthest out that we have from the hotel. The walk was a little long, if you will. Actually, last year's temperature wasn't terrible.
Oh, that's true. Last
year's temperature was, because I think it was that was also, you know, a ton of hurricanes and stuff, and so the atmosphere was all wacky. And we stayed on the other side of Centennial Park, and we walked, and it was fine. Right. It was fine. I mean, but yeah, I've not had a problem with not staying at a host hotel for years. But again, your mileage may vary. It depends upon what you want to make of DragonCon. As Lee certainly pointed out, if I was an all-night raver, that I would, I would probably want to stay in a host hotel. But because, you know, I'm going to be going back to bed at at 11 o'clock, probably midnight. But it's not that big of a deal for me. And by the way, Uber and Lyft, wonderful things, especially if you are staying at a distant hotel and it's at night and you don't feel like, you know, A, you're either tired, or B, you don't feel safe walking home, walking back to the host hotel. Just pick up Uber or Lyft. It's usually only like a few bucks. It's still a few bucks, right? I don't want to pass it off. If you haven't used the services before, usually you can get a coupon or get a credit for like, you know, $25 or something. That'll certainly get you through a couple of quick trips around Atlanta.
Now, what's the surge pricing like on those?
They haven't been bad. I didn't have any. I didn't run into any when I was there. I mean, when the football game's going on, it's expensive, but.
Yeah, the ball game is bad. The surge pricing would be during the ball game or during if there's something else and Dragon Con. Don't try it during the parade, folks, because you can't get around. But I actually used it a couple of times, and I didn't really see surge pricing. I really didn't. I thought it was pretty reasonable. I think the most I paid was like $7 to go somewhere, so it wasn't that bad.
Oh, well, that's about what you pay for parking at MARTA, which I know, I don't know if you've talked about parking yet, but I know that's a really common question that new people ask is, where do I park? And the website for that is www.itsmarta.com. So it's MARTA.com, and that's the Atlanta local transportation system. So you don't even have to find a place to park at your hotel, because the hotel parking sometimes is going to fill up. So you can park at MARTA. You can drive. What I do every year is I drive to my hotel because I'm there early for setup. And so it's not super crowded when I arrive. And I drive to my hotel. I unload my stuff. You can just give your stuff to the bellman. They'll hold it on a cart. Then I go park at MARTA. Then I take the train back. And that saves me a ton of money each year just parking at MARTA. And there's MARTA stations all over the place. So the long-term parking, I think, is less than $10 a day for the whole weekend, which you are not going to find downtown parking or hotel parking for like 10 bucks a day.
Yeah, no, so, you are not. That is for sure. Yeah.
And you might not even need to take an Uber or Lyft during the convention. I mean, I don't want to give people the wrong idea here. Dragon Con is certainly huge, but I think Uber and Lyft is more for like if you want to go to a restaurant or you're going to some offsite events like the aquarium. You don't need an Uber to get from one hotel to the next.
No.
Yeah. Like in my case, I was literally next door to the aquarium, so... I was further away from Dragon Con last year than the aquarium is. Another block, but you know.
Yeah. I think the exception to that would be like maybe if you're in a wheelchair, or you have some other mobility things and it's just a lot of walking and you're very tired, then, or you have small kids or, you know. So yeah, there are some reasons like that. But on a day to day basis, not everybody's going to need Uber and Lyft.
Oh, yeah. No, I only use it like three times, I think. Yeah.
And there, and again, also remember, although, as you said, the MARTA parking is less, there are also MARTA stations where it's free parking, depending on where you're staying or which station you're closest to. And again, for those of you that don't mind that, you know, look at that, make sure, because we have overflow hotels all over the place. Some of them are downtown, some of them aren't. So, you know, kind of look all over the place.
Yeah, I was talking about long-term overnight parking because not every station lets you park overnight. And with Dragon Con, I'm going to drive in, park, and then not get my car until I leave on Tuesday.
There you go.
So if you're coming in for the day, that would be different than if you're looking for a place to park for nearly a week. So
Exactly.
Yeah, Lee, I remember you said, I think in a past year, that your son worked for information services, right?
He did, yes.
Yeah, how did that go?
He loves doing it. And he has that, he is very customer service oriented. He works as a waiter, a server right now. We don't use that other term anymore. And he loves it. He loves answering the questions. He loves being there and helping out. And he's done it now. This will be his, at least third year. And so, yeah, he enjoys doing it. I think one of the things people don't always get, and, you know, he, again, is one of those kind of night owls, which I don't know where, I really don't know where he got that from. But it is something that's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a different way of interacting with people. It's, you know, and it's just fun. So he loves doing it. He is volunteering again this year. He has no doubts that he'll be there.
Oh, that is fantastic. A couple of months ago, I worked the information services desk at a convention that's local to me, and I just felt like I was made for that job because I've been going to conventions for such a long time that if I don't know the answer, I know how to find it. So I just felt like information services, I don't want to say I was phoning it in, but they're really, if you're an experienced convention goer, there really isn't a whole lot of training required for that job because a lot of people are just asking, at least with me, they were just asking me questions that I could really easy, like where's the bathroom and what times does this happen on the schedule? And I could just look it up on the schedule. And so, yeah, I think, you know, information services, I was glad to get a close up look at just how valuable and helpful that desk is. Cause when I worked it, there was a line from open to close. I mean, I did not take a bathroom break for 9 straight hours. Like,
One thing you said that was kind of tough. But the good thing at Dragon Con is they do usually have 2 people there at a time if you're doing the information booth. The other thing he finally said is it did help him because they kept moving him around to the different hotels for where he was. That really helped him not only figure out, wait, think about which hotel I'm in before I answer. And number 2, the fastest way to get from the Sheraton to like the Westin or to, you know, the apparel mart or things like that. And, you know, and kind of like, and if you need to go through the air conditioning, here's the little habit trails that are the fastest way to go. So, yeah. And he said that was really good because it just gave him an idea, different maps in his little mind.
Asking for directions. That's a huge thing at information services. So is there anything I haven't talked about yet?
I honestly only had
a couple more things, really.
Good. Nope. I'm really, Zan, thanks for talking. It's been great. Good to see you. Bye.
Game time. Game time.
Okay. Well, I did want to mention, well, I can, sure, I was going to give my contact information, but we can do that after the game.
Yeah, do that,
we'll
immediately.
Do that at the end.
That
yes,
sounds great.
Yes, yes. All right, okay. Now, John, what game are we doing today?
All right, so as I mentioned yesterday, over the years, I've collected these random, this one was $4 at TJ Maxx, these random trivia cube in games, and they're all lame. I'll just be frank with you. They're all lame. The only thing, the questions are either really easy or really too difficult or too dumb. Basically, no play testing has gone into any of this. So today, we have a movie quiz cube. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask five random questions. Lee, I will pull them out at random so that you see that I'm pulling them out at random. I certainly don't have my thumb underneath one of these things.
Anywhere that you'd want to have it. Yeah, right.
No.
I can vouch for him. I can see what he's doing on the screen.
And
He just dipped under the screen. I'm not sure about this.
All right. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So I'm
got the hands of a magician.
I'm going to look over here. Look over here. And I'm going to go over here.
Look here. Right.
So I'm going to pull five questions out at random. We'll start with Zan. Ask her five questions. Then we'll go over to you, Lee. Ask you five other questions. And then if we're tied at the end of that, then we'll go to a sudden death one off. Now, let me just tell you, let me give you an example of how easy these questions are. This is a literal question. Here it is. Here it there. What is the name of Bruce Wayne's butler?
Alfred.
Yeah. See, you should be able to know that. Okay. So let's start with Zan. I'm going to pull five at random. Look, five at random. I'll get this one and this one. There's that one. There's that one. There's this one over here. There's this one over here and this one over here. Okay.
All right.
I think I got five.
All right. I trust that
one,
those are
two,
random.
Three,
go for it.
Four, five. Okay. So, Zan, first question for you. Again, no playtesting. What was the name of Dorothy's canine companion in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Yes.
And I'm assuming yes equals one, no equal, can't answer a zero, right? I'm keeping
right. Okay. Right. If you get it right, then it's 1 point. Which movie is the quote, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn" from?
Gone with the Wind.
Of course. Jeez. Who provided the voiceover for Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy?
James Earl Jones.
That is correct. This one might actually be difficult. Who wrote Brighton Rock?
I don't know that one.
Neither did I. And the answer is Graham Greene. Okay. What day of the year does the action take place in It's a Wonderful Life? What day of the year does It's a Wonderful Life take place?
Isn't that Christmas Day? Or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, yes. Yes, correct. All right, so you got 4 out of 5. All right, Lee, pulling yours out at random.
Okay, hold on a second, guys. For some unknown reason, my sound went down a little bit. So I trust you, John. Pull them.
Yeah, I'll pull 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. I did not look at what they were. I'm trying to be fair to Lee this year.
Oh, uh-huh.
We'll save that to the last. In the film The Silence of the Lambs, which actor played the part of Hannibal Lecter?
Anthony Hopkins.
Correct. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Lawless starred together in what action film? I mean, not Lucy Lawless. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Say that again. Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
Lucy Lawless would have been a completely different.
Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
Seriously, it's about my sound, guys. I apologize. I don't know what's going on.
Mm. Now I'm just picturing that movie with Lucy Lawless because that would have been equally as awesome.
It's
so
now I'm not being able to draw her show. What the heck was the show that Lucy Lawless was on?
Xena Princess. Yeah. Do I get a point for that?
Xena's Angels. Yes, Xena's Angels.
I'm ready to try break the line.
Okay, who was Audrey Hepburn's co-star in Breakfast at Tiffany's, extra information, who went on to star in The A-Team?
George Peppard.
Yes. I have a story about him. My friend George Peppard used to come to town all the time here and stay at the Don Cesar. My friend, who was a bellhop or was a waiter, bellhop, usher, but I don't know, I forget what you call them. But you used to deliver, used to have to deliver food to various people's rooms. And he ordered from him several times. He would appear at the door completely butt naked.
Buck naked?
Yep. Buck naked.
Buck naked.
Yep. Mm. Okay. Okay. In which country was the 1927 film Metropolis made?
Germany?
That is correct. Okay. In what year was Terminator 2 Judgment Day released to theaters?
Oh, crap. It was supposed to be the year that Skynet took over. Dang it. 1999.
Incorrect. 1991. 1991. All right. So we got a quiz off. All right. So
we'll, you don't.
Yeah. It's 4-4. Yeah, she didn't get Graham. She didn't get Graham Greene. That was a.
Oh, she did get Christmas Day. Oh, okay. I thought it was Christmas Eve, but okay.
It was Christmas Eve. Got it. We gave her. We paused for guest courtesy.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. I'm
sorry. All right. So okay. First question.
Yeah, I got that one wrong at first.
First question.
I did say Christmas first, and then I said Christmas Eve.
I believe you, Zan. You know, my volume was bad. I believe you, Zan.
First question is Anne in our sudden death mode. Which movie is the quote "I see dead people" from?
Sixth Sense.
Correct. Lee, which British actor played Boromir? I know I got that wrong. In the Lord of the Rings trilogy, which British actor played Boromir? And again,
was that Sean Bean?
Yes, it was. All right. Next question. What profession does James Stewart's character have? This is for Zan, by the way. What profession does James Stewart's character have in Rear Window?
Was he a lawyer? It's been forever since I've seen
that. No, he was a photographer.
Oh.
All right, Lee, this is for the win. Oh, I can't give you that one because I oppose it just on the merits of its question alone. So I'll skip that one.
Oh, right, I want to hear what it is, but that's
I'll
fine.
Go back to it. I'll go back to it. I'm giving you an equally easy one. But anyway, which movie is the quote, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning"? I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
In the morning. That's Apocalypse Now.
That is correct. Lee wins. Oh, boy.
Congratulations, Lee. Well done. Well earned.
Thank you, man.
For that victory.
This is the question that I skipped because I think this movie's way overrated. Which movie is the quote, "Here's looking at you, kid," from? Yeah, everyone knows.
It's Casablanca.
Yeah.
And it's also a movie that there's an inside joke with John and I about that movie. But you have to ask us that one in person because it's embarrassing to talk about on this podcast. Yeah.
I do believe that movie's way overrated. Anyway, Zan,
you're so wrong.
How do people get a barbed wire is better? How do people get a hold of you? Find out more information, and you know, just basically recap all the sites and everything that we just talked about.
Yeah, sure. So if you want to spot me in a crowd at Dragon Con, for the last couple of years, I've been wearing my tiara that has my nickname on it, Eternal Zan. It's a bright, sparkly tiara with my name on it. So that's really fun. More people should wear tiaras. They're super cool. And so there's a couple things I can't talk about yet. So I may call in later if I have any more exciting breaking news to share. But you can hear me during the rest of the year on the ESO Dragon Con Report podcast, where I cover news about hotels on this monthly podcast. And it's ESO Dragon Con Report. And they spell con K-H-A-N. So it's like William Shatner. Yep. And you can find that podcast and many others at ESONetwork.com. Just click on network shows and the ESO Dragon Con Report is in their list of many great shows. And of course, the ESO Dragon Con Report is on, you can get it anywhere else you can get podcasts. So Google Play Store, Apple iPod, any of that stuff. And it runs from January to September every year because many things for Dragon Con require planning throughout the year. Like the parade filled up back in February this year. Mm-hmm. So you can binge the ESO Dragon Con Report now to catch up. There's only about like 9 episodes a year. So that's fewer episodes than Firefly. So I'm sorry. I missed that too soon. I miss you, Firefly. Come back. And if you want me to be your DragonCon mentor or have any questions about anything I talked in this episode, then you can use the contact form at DragonConEternalMembers.com. And if we're in any DragonCon related Facebook groups together, my actual name is spelled Z-A-N. So it rhymes with fan, but it starts with Z as in zebra. So Z-A-N. And then my last name is Bowden. It's two syllables. It's bow, like what little girls wear in their hair, and den, like where a bear lives. So it's B-O-W-D-E-N. So my name is Zan Bowden. But my Facebook is nickname is Eternal Zan. And there's Facebook groups for the stuff we talked about in this podcast. For the Marriott Carpet Lovers is a Facebook group where you can get information about how to make your own Marriott carpet outfit. There's a Facebook group for DragonCon volunteers. You just search DragonCon volunteers. Facebook group for DragonCon Eternal members. Links to everything are on DragonConEternalMembers.com. And if I forgot anything or have breaking news, I'll call in with a voicemail. I know yesterday you said you had some problems with the website. So is the voicemail number working?
Oh, yeah, the voicemail is here.
And yeah, the voicemail. Your contact information for your website, for your podcast.
Most of the information is right at in the tag, but thank you for reminding me. Yes, if you want to leave a voicemail, it's 813. I almost gave my cell phone number, which is not what I wanted to do. 813-321-0884. That's 813-3210-TUG, as in the Unique Geek. And of course, the Unique Geek.
The Unique Geek, folks.
Pretty much, that's what that means. Pretty much the Unique Geek. Anywhere on social media, you'll find this. Fair warning, I'm not social media maven, so you usually just get the links to posts that come out of the website automatically.
But you do have a Facebook page. Like, I've commented on the Unique Geek Facebook page before. So in case I didn't spell it out, DragonCon Eternal Members is DragonConEternalMembers.com. And it's plural. I'm not the only Eternal member. So that's the full address for the website with the link to everything.
We know there's more than 10 Eternal members and less than 20,000.
It's a mystery. We'll never know.
I would go with that less than 20,000, but that's about it.
I'm sure there's more than 10. There has to be more than 10.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the most I've ever seen is when a lot of the Eternal members badge pickup area, which is not in the Sheraton. It's actually been in the Marriott the last couple of years. The most people I've ever seen in line there is like right before it opens. So in the last couple of years, that's been 10 a.m. So there'll be a bunch of people lined up at 10 a.m. And by a bunch of people, I mean like maybe 50 people. It's not a huge line. And
so
then
it's more than 10.
Once that line goes down, 50, 100 people, whatever. And then after that line goes down, I mean, I've walked into that pickup room where the room's totally empty. So it's just not very crowded the rest of the year because there are other Eternal members, but nowhere near the same number as regular members, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case. Okay, so cool. Thank you once again, Zan, for coming on. We appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. And, you know,
I always look forward to your podcast every year. It's a great way to welcome you to the convention.
Oh, thank you. So look forward to seeing you at Con. And again, if you have any updates, Zan or anybody really, or questions, comments, complaints, you can keep the complaint to yourself. No, just kidding. It's 813-321-0884. That's again, 813-321-0-TUG, or also The Unique Geek on Skype will also get you to the voicemail as well. So until next time, for Zan and Lee, this is John saying peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG. Or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.